My lord's knocking at the door. My lord's ringing the bell. My lord's knocking at the door. My lord's ringing the bell. Find his favor. Open the door. Let him in.
My lord's knocking at the door. My lord's ringing the bell. My lord's knocking at the door. My lord's ringing the bell. Find his favor. Open the door. Let him in.
Thank you. Thank you. mystery the entire time. I was trying to fix it, but it wasn't really. Huh?
So we got one out of the old black hymnal, the Church and Sunday School Supplement. And none of these kids, of course, had ever heard this song before. So it's like a new song.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa. Lisa, fall into the crowd. I am Lisa Ziegler. For those of you that don't know me, I'll play it out for you. I'm married to Steve Ziegler, who is son of Kenny and Ruby Ziegler. And I'm the congregational chair. And I just want to bring to you from the leadership of the church, the elders, the council of ministries, just how grateful we are for all of you all to be present here today. We're really overwhelmed with how much participation we've had, and people have come from far and wide, and we're just so very, very thankful for each and every one of you. And I want to also point out, for anyone that may not have noticed, the quilt that's hanging from the balcony above your heads when you go out, to be sure and take note of it. That is the quilt that was made for the folk operas piece together. And was a real special time, and this day reminds me so much of the folk operas. Many of the people that we don't see all the time were either involved in that or came and participated, and it just reminds us of how much community we have and how much I miss some of you that we don't see so often. And it's so obvious that Warwick River has been the root of so much good God's work. It's evident in those people that have come back, and I think our youth is really showing that there's a lot of good stuff going on still here at Warwick River, and we're just so thankful to have you all come and be here today and invite any of you back at any other time. John's going to just tell you very briefly about our wonderful future. We have some plans, and I know that some of you may know about it and some of you may not, and John's going to kind of go over it just a little bit for you. And we have folders that are available for anybody that's interested in seeing what the plans of the church are when you're exiting the church, or we encourage you to take one that has the plans in there for our building future. And we're just so thankful that you all came back and spent the day with us.
When I was in seminary, I took a class by my favorite professor, Dr. Vernon Grounds, in principles of pastoral leadership. And at the very beginning of the class, he rattled off a number of different principles that we're going to be discussing in the class and went through the syllabus. And at the very end, I raised my hand because there seemed to me a foundational principle that he didn't mention. And I was surprised because Vernon Grounds was a person of incredible grace and love. And I just simply asked him, "Vernon, what about love?" And he smiled and said, "That's at the foundation and the source of every principle of church leadership. I love this church. I love these people. I love their past. I love their present. I love their future. I love this people. I love what we saw, which was so creative with the youth, to go from a 60s, 70s rock song to singing a cappella in four-part harmony. It's not often you see that. And I love that. I love what God has for the future of Warwick River Mennonite Church. And as you're probably aware, we're in the midst of a building program. We want to secure the future of Warwick River Mennonite Church and our Anabaptist vision here for another 50 years or more. I know you're here because you love this church too. You're a part of this church. And we're inviting you to share in this journey, whether through prayer or through financial support, to join us in this journey. I had one question asked, and it's the only question I'm going to address relative to the specific plan. The sanctuary will stay. And that's because that's a question we've been asking for the last 11 years when we began this process. It is financially impossible to duplicate the sloped floor, and that ceiling. That tongue and groove, I don't know how many inch thick wood ceiling that lends us wonderful, wonderful acoustics for singing. So rest assured, the sanctuary stays. Now we hope to do something about our audiovisual system, but the sanctuary stays. So we have folders for you that will give a little bit of a history and has some blueprints and a letter, and if you're able, a pledge form. We thank you so much for coming. When I went up to Harrisonburg and met with many of you and look forward to doing that again, I was texting back to a number of different people who were on the committee telling them, I wish I could just transport all of you up here and you could experience how much love there is here for Warrick River Mennonite Church. And what I learned is you may take the person out of the church, but you can never take the church out of the person. And we thank you so much for your loving support, for coming and sharing this day with us. In a little less than a month, or a little more than a month, we're going to have another wonderful celebration. September 16th and 17th, Warrick River Christian School will be celebrating their 75th anniversary. And we'd love to see all of you down here again for more worship and more history and more celebration. Warrick River Christian School is a part of us, and it's a part of you. We refer to it as our signature ministry. And we are deeply invested in the ministry. I don't even like using the language that takes a place across the parking lot because it establishes a false divide. But we look forward to seeing you then, if you are able. I'm just going to have a word of prayer. And then we're going to do some more singing. What time is it, Jay? How are we doing? Jay, time?
4:23.
4:23. We're going to go to 4:45. And then when we exit, if you are riding on the bus back to Harrisonburg, please find a restroom and make sure that you come into the fellowship hall. We have a box lunch for you. Now, if you're not riding the bus, don't get in the box lunch line. We didn't make enough for everybody, just those on the bus. Then we can have a final farewell there, and we can have those folks that rode down ride the bus back. Let's join our hearts together in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we do indeed praise you and thank you for the gift of music, for the gift of community and fellowship with one another. We thank you for this church that you have nurtured on the banks of the Warrick River. Thankful for the love that we share with one another. And just pray that as we go in different directions, that you would continue to hold us close together in your grace and love. In Christ's name, amen.
We passed out a sheet. One of them is Twilight is Stealing. And so there's a little bit of a story behind this song, too, for some people here in the community. So Will's going to tell a story about his great-grandfather, who would be Henry Louis Nice.
Yeah. Good afternoon. I'm Will Siebels, that guy playing the weird horn over there, or William Henry Siebels, like Jay said. My grandma's Ruby Ziegler, wherever she is, and her father, my great-grandfather, was Henry Nice. I'd like to read a story that his sister, Olive Nice, wrote many years ago about the memories he had first coming to the colony. So this was in the old Warrick River newsletter, The Tide. Henry Nice, a young carpenter, was repairing a barn roof at the crossroads of his farm community. It was springtime, 1921. The place was Mennonite Colony, Denby, Virginia. Henry had recently arrived with his parents from Louisiana. They had heard of this thriving Mennonite settlement and had come seeking fellowship. From his perch atop the barn, he viewed the surrounding country. He seemed to be right in the middle of a stretch of lush farmland, dotted with clusters of buildings and trees. On all sides, the horizon was etched with the trees of the forest, which stood almost like a wall of protection around the community. There was a deep green of the pines and the lighter green of maple, oaks, and poplars. As he looked westward, he beheld a spacious pasture with a herd of Guernsey cows grazing contentedly. He could see, just beyond through the trees, a river gleaming in the sunlight. He knew it was the Warwick, which flowed into the mighty James not far away. Looking north and east, he saw patches of plowed ground. He picked up the scent of freshly turned earth. He also remembered another day when he had accompanied the young folks on a boat ride. He had anticipated this opportunity to become better acquainted with people his own age. Late in the afternoon, 25 youths boarded the sturdy boat, and the journey began. They seemed to be clean-cut, serious, but happy and friendly young people. One after the other, they came up to him, shook his hand, and warmly welcomed him into their group. The boat headed south, and they came into a view of a broad expanse of sparkling water where the Warwick emptied into the James. As the evening shadows lengthened, the boatmen turned the craft around, and they headed back upstream. After a brilliant display of color, the sun disappeared behind the island on the left. Stars began to appear in the sky, and lights were now flickering on the right-hand shoreline, which bounded the colony. Day was turning into night, and a spirit of loneliness seemed to brood over the dark scene. Then, someone started a song. As the others joined in, Henry heard the same moving four-part harmony he had listened to in church. They were singing the haunting strains of a song they always seemed to know. Twilight is stealing o'er the sea, shadows are falling, dark on the lee. Borne on the night wind, voices of yore come from that far offshore. Now, that day as my great-grandpa sat on that barn roof overlooking the rest of the colony, with all the beauty of the countryside before him, he chose this place and this people to make his home. Thank you.
Too many books on it.
Twilight is stealing over the sea. Shadows are falling dark on the lea. Born of the night wind, voices of yore come from the far off shore. Far away beyond the starlit skies, where the
given another hymn on a piece of paper called Rebecca. preach to somebody that knows better, would you? Can you do it, Johnny?
My grandfather wrote this.
Johnny M. Shank.
I got to see him in the last 10 years of his life. He came to Denby, and we went out in the orchard together. I never will forget that I had a sand pile there, and we worked in the sand pile and played a little bit. I was 5, 6 years old, and we came in for supper. And my mother said, "Wash your hands," and Grandpa said, "We've been playing in sand, not dirt."
And it's...
Pardon?
That's it. Yeah.
Say it again, John. Can you say it again?
J.M. Shank, my grandfather, and Johnny just spoke his grandfather. He had one daughter. It was my mother, Rebecca. So he named the song Rebecca.
He wrote this hymn.
Come heaven-bound pilgrims and join in God's praise. Come seek now his blessing and learn of his ways. In humble devotion bow low at his feet. In true spirit worship his favor entreat. Let each one consider price we have cost. Let each one be burdened with souls that are lost, and seek that infilling of power from above that fits us for service and fills us with love. O gracious Redeemer, be with us.
Some more numbers. Didn't you have one, Aunt Lorella? 50. In the blue hymnal number 50. Number 50. Do what?
Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah, from the heavens praise his name. Praise the Lord, our great creator, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise the Lord, you heavens of heavens, and you floods above the sky. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah, for his name alone is high. And his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. Let them praise the Lord Creator, they were made at his command. God established them forever, his decree shall ever stand. From the earth, oh, praise your maker, raging seas, you creatures all. Fire and hail and snow and vapors, stormy winds that hear his call. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah, for his name alone is high. and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. All you fruitful trees and cedars, every hill and mountain high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all you people, rulers, great earth, judges all. Praise his name, young men and women, aged ones and children small. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory.
The blue one?
Three.
372? Okay. .372. Yeah, they don't have any parts written here, so if you want to make some up, go ahead.
Oh, healing river, send down your waters, send down your waters upon this land. O healing river, send down your waters and wash the blood from all. This land is burning, no seed is growing in a barren ground. Oh, healing river, send down your waters. Oh, healing river, send your seed of freedom awake and flourish. Let the deep roots nourish. Let the tall stalks rise. O healing river, send down your waters. O
in the blue book, it's number 118, or most of us know it by 606. Give me all you got.
Praise God from whom all blessings. Praise him above, praise him above, praise him above.
I thought we were done.
.356. What color book you have there? .356 in the red. .356 in the blue book.
Go in peace.